This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I am having a chat with a creator that I've only sort of recently come across, but I'm very excited that they were keen to come and have a chat with me, climb inside the wardrobe, and so I can get to know them and their process and their motivation. So from the get-go, I normally would have said their name, but I'm not sure how to pronounce their username. So hi, how are you?
Hi,
Hi,
I'm fine, and you?
I'm well. I'm well. It's a Saturday afternoon. I have tea, so I'm happy. That's just, you know, because I'm trying to be an adult before later on when I'm maybe we'll have something quite stronger than tea. But so your username is U/GAUSSIAN_BLURED. Now, I have a way that I say it in my head, but for people listening, can you tell me the correct way to pronounce your username?
So my username is pronounced Goshen Bird, and there are spelling mistakes. There should be two R's, but yes.
So Goshen Bird. Look, you're not the first one to have, and I'm not going to call them out right now. I have a scriptwriter friend who forgot a letter once in their username, and shall forevermore, it's very obvious they've missed out a letter in theirs, but I think you could be forgiven with this. So, you know, blue, red, I'll go with that. It's all good. So Goshen Blurred, how did you come up with that name?
So it comes from image processing filter, like a sort of a process.
It's
called the Goshen from a mathematician called the Gauss.
Right.
And it's basically a blurring thing for images.
Oh, okay. I like it. All right. That kind of, I didn't know, wasn't aware of that processing, that image processing. So yeah, okay, interesting. So how do you contribute to the erotic and non-erotic audio space?
Well, I've been writing scripts since the new year, a little before that. And recently, I think 3 weeks ago, I started recording, and that's been very fun.
You've enjoyed that?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. I'm finding these days that it's more and more, not more and more, but it's becoming more common for script writers to, you know, potentially try recording and posting themselves with regards to, hey, how did you get started in this space? How did you find out about erotic audio and non-erotic audio?
I found out about it very recently, I'd say 6 or 7 months ago.
Okay.
Some by chance, actually. It could be complicated to explain, but yes,
sure.
I found a video of someone.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, a pretty tame audio. But yeah, then I don't know how to say it in English. But,
that's okay.
I slowly corrupted myself
with the
not safe for work audio. So. Yeah,
no, I corrupted myself. Gosh, I think we've all corrupted ourselves, haven't we, in this space, and once we sort of discover it. So you initially started as a script writer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have a background in writing, or is it something that you've started since coming into the space?
No, I used to write since I'm very young. I wrote poetry and short stories in my native language, which is French.
Yes,
obviously. And I had written some weird poetry, very badly written, a long time ago. But then, I wrote some fan fictions also in French.
Oh.
But never really did this. Like a recurring thing.
Yeah, so not as regular, but
you've
been doing that. I mean, I'm having a look here at your script archive. You've got sort of upwards of 20 to 25 scripts there. And with regard, do you remember, you know, your first script offer and when it went out? I guess when did you say at the beginning of this year or just before the new year?
Yeah,
how was that experience actually offering something to the public, like, here's my script.
Yes, I think that script went pretty much unnoticed when I posted it. When I posted it, and then I was lucky enough that I commented on a VA's audio, I think, and then he looked at the script and he filled it for me. So
Ah,
that was
fabulous.
so great.
Yeah. And I'm just having a look here. Was it testing you? No.
No,
Which one?
this one is the latest one actually. The first one
Ah.
is called
Yeah.
Hidden Passageway.
Oh, okay. Lovely. All right. So, were you nervous when you first posted that?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah, I'm having a look at the tags of it at the moment. Friends to lovers, gentle M Dom praise. Hold on. Oh, lovely. All ticking all my boxes. Yeah, I've often wondered, and I've asked other script writers how you feel when you first post that very first offer. It's like, oh, is anyone going to read it? Is anybody going to like it? And, let alone, is somebody going to record it?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
am very lucky. I have had a lot of people recording my scripts and a lot of people recording several of them. I mean,
Yeah, I'm
some of them
seeing that.
recorded by several people, but also some VAs recorded several of my scripts, and
Yeah.
that's really great.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of get on board with a couple of script writers because I know, I know the way they write and their style, and it suits me. And I guess the way I don't know, feel them and the way I voice them. So I whenever that script writer posts something, I was like, okay, what about this one? So I can understand how you sort of form that relationship, don't you? Sometimes with there's a bit of a symbiotic thing there, I think, between a VA and a writer, that you get to know each other and know each other's styles and what
Yeah.
works. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me, to a point where I've actually filled your, and I believe, am I right, that's
Yes.
your only F for M script.
Yes.
Ooh, oh my God,
Yes.
I love it. I
Yes, me
absolutely
too.
love it.
It's only one.
A side
I
effect of your
filled
voice.
it myself.
I noticed just recently. I was very excited to see you start posting your posting audios. I sort of love watching that transition. With regards to your audios, are you primarily filling your own? Oh, actually, you did that script, but what sort of content are you exploring? I've noticed you've, is it a couple of Randall Fraps there?
Just one from yesterday.
Yeah. But how do you
Yes.
choose your audios to record then?
I filled some of mine.
Yeah.
I also filled some M4 content,
Okay.
but I haven't released it because my
Okay.
voice is female, so I'm
Yeah.
still struggling with this. But yeah,
Yeah.
maybe I will post them. And I filled some scripts also. I usually look for tags that I like, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it relate
And
to the scripts that you write? Like, are you sort of remaining within that same sort of realm? Because in terms of your written content, that's, I'm looking at the tags, and you're in a particular sort of niche, it would seem, with with regards to there's a fair amount of rough MDom in there, which I'm here for. Yeah, is that sort of what you're correspondingly, is that what you're looking for as when you want to record a script as well? Is it similar sort of content you're looking
yes, I
for?
think I would only record F sub, not F dom, because I
Yeah.
don't know how to do
Yeah.
that. Or maybe kind of a mean character, that's okay, but not
Yes.
straight up F dom.
Yeah. Yeah. And how was that experience then, sort of going to the other side and putting your voice to words and instead of writing the words? How was that experience for you?
I don't understand the
Oh,
question.
so how was it when you first posted an audio of yourself? Were you nervous or were you anxious about, because people had only ever known, or the community had only ever known your written work? How was it when you first posted your audio work?
Well, I think my first audio is terrible because
Yeah.
it's in two parts. First, there is some general introduction,
Yeah.
and I am very bad at acting, so that's terrible. And then the sex scene happens, and then there are moans and everything, and that's
Yeah.
fine. So, but yes, I actually sent it to a friend. I won't say their name because
Sure.
I want to respect the privacy, but
Sure.
their support was very helpful.
Yeah.
And then once I posted this one, actually it was fine. I think it's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a transition, right? And you look at things, well, I certainly do, like I've actually had somebody just record a script of mine, a private script of mine. They've flipped it and recorded it. And it's a very only just last night. Oh no, sorry, just this morning actually, I heard somebody else speak my, words that I'd actually written for myself, as a private, or a customized audio. And my I was like, oh, this is really kind of amazing, but also a little bit strange. I guess specifically as I had written for my for myself to say, do you approach your writing any differently now that you've done some VA work, essentially?
I don't think I've wrote a script since I've recorded audios.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I think I didn't because I didn't get the time actually.
Yeah, I yep.
But I have a long list of ideas that I want to write.
Yeah.
Yes,
Would
but I
you
think
approach it differently now you know what it's like to record something?
I think yes,
Yeah.
but I think. Maybe then I would write with the idea that I would perform it. I'm not sure it's a good thing because I still want to post it as script offers.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I
I don't
guess,
know.
you could always I know other script writers who do record their own and record their and post their own fills first and then do a public offer of the actual script. That's not uncommon, it would seem. I don't I must admit I'm not aware of many other French accents in this space.
Well,
How?
I think I may be the only one in the female voice. I know there
Yeah.
are male voices.
Yes. Yeah, it's I don't think it's widely known, but amongst some of my peers in this space, it's a kind of a deal breaker for me when I hear a French accent. It's like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh, really? I thought you meant the opposite. No, for me, I can't hear French. It's not possible for me to hear
Listen.
erotica in French
Is
or
that
dirty
right?
French. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
just not possible. Even the French accent is terrible, but yeah. I know
Really, you
it's
don't
very
enjoy it,
interesting
or
for other people, but
yeah, I can't listen. I must admit, I generally can't listen to an Australian accent
yeah,
because
you see what I mean. Yeah.
they all just kind of sound like someone I know, which is weird. And likewise, unfortunately, because I lived in the UK for a long while, and likewise with. With British accents, I'm like, no, you sound like that person I had a pint with down the pub. No, just we're all here for one thing, right? But yeah, that's interesting because yeah, I'm aware of a couple of French male voices in the space. One in particular who has filled some of your. Wants some of your scripts, but yeah, oh gosh, I wish there was more. I really do wish there was more variety, on different accents out there. How has the response been to your audios and your accent? I'm just having a little look now. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know. So people like my accent because it's French. I don't understand that.
I
That's
don't
not true.
understand mine either. I get you. I totally understand you. I was like, what? It's no.
Yeah, no, actually, I changed my opinion about my voice.
Oh, you have?
My own voice, yes, because people say that it's great. So
Yeah.
I have learned to speak very more slowly in my
Right.
audios.
Yeah.
And it improves a lot when I hear myself. I think it's actually okay. Before that, I used to find it really awful, but now it's okay.
Isn't that amazing that you can change your own opinion of your voice and become more comfortable with it, I guess, just sort of based on the feedback that you've been getting?
Because actually I'm used to talking English in my job,
Okay.
and because of COVID and video conferences,
Yes.
I had to record myself presenting stuff and then listen to me in English, and
Yes. How was
that
that?
was awful. So I think
Oh.
maybe if I had known that if I speak just a little more slowly, it's way better, I would have done that.
Yeah, I must admit I've slowed down my pacing quite significantly since I started recording. But yeah, I becoming comfortable with your voice and I guess appreciating it because I don't know, it's a confidence thing for me. I don't know if it is for you. But yeah, just and accepting, well, you know, this is it. I've only got one. And people seem to dig it somehow. I don't know why, but okay, I'm doing it. With regards to your writing, if we switch back to your writing, how has that has that, have you noticed any sort of change in your writing style or the content that you're choosing to write over these past sort of 7, 8 months?
I think I'm more comfortable writing harder kinks now.
Yeah.
Basically, the sadomasochism
Yes.
ones.
Yeah.
Yes,
Are
I
you
think that's
exploring more, like with you know, sort of branching out and sort of diversifying those harder kinks, or looking into them and just thinking, well, what's that about? You know, can I introduce that or this or?
Yes, also, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to think that no one would want to read this, or that, I don't know how to say, I'm not judging, but some
Yeah.
weird people would.
Yep.
But actually, it's fine because I'm weird too, if that's,
Yep. Hello.
I mean. So, so actually, I'm fine. We can be weird and enjoy that,
That's
and
right.
it's
Just a
cool.
lovely bunch of depraved souls together. Yes. You know, I get it often thinking just like no one's I could understand that perspective, thinking, well, this is too far, or this is too weird that, you know, someone's not going to like it. But what I have learnt in the brief time that I've been doing this is like there is a listener for everything. There is always someone who's gonna get you or enjoy your content, whether it's, you know, whether it's audio or written content. There's always someone, which amazes me that, you know, when you get those comments, it's like, oh wow, you liked it. Did you? Because you know, we write and we say stuff we enjoy ourselves personally. Has your I'm assuming you listen to content and did prior to, has that influenced what you write or vice versa? Have you know what your has that evolved as well? So what you actually choose to, you know, get in your ears?
I think some VA specifically influence what I write. For
Yeah.
example, the script that you filled was inspired by a VA
Right.
who knows.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was specifically written, I'd say, because of that VA style.
How awesome. Wow.
And some also, I've written a sequel to one script because the two VAs who filled it liked it, so that was very influenced by both of their styles.
Yeah.
And then I sorry,
It's
what was
okay.
the
No,
question?
it's fine. Yeah, so has your what you listen to has that sort of
Yes.
yeah, influence or has that changed and in terms of what you're now creating?
Not what I listen to in terms of tags, but I usually when I discovered GWA, I listened to the big VAs. I mean, because
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
sort by popular all time, so it's
Yeah.
and now I met a lot of creators
Yeah.
who filled my scripts, and I'm very happy that I I got to listen to their fields of my script and then their own content or their own other script fields. And I think that's a better way to enjoy GWA, actually, than just listening to the same three or four people.
I mean, there comes in, the dreaded hot post lists, which, I make no bones about, and I know I'm not alone in this, that sort by new people, just sort by new. You never know, who's gonna float your boat, whose voice is gonna do it for you. If you just sort by the hot post, and you're only gonna come up with those, like you said, those that handful of I don't know, more widely upvoted, awarded, responded to audios, which, everybody do your own thing. But if you want to discover new creators, or those that, I don't know, get buried under other more popular, if you're going for popularity vote, sort by new. It's a treasure trove there. It's
Yeah,
like
and a lot
it's,
of people have great voices. I mean, I almost only listen to male voices, except for female voices for my own fields or people that I like. But yeah.
I think it's, I like listening to verification audio, so I've said that a few times in here. And
That's funny.
do you enjoy that?
Sometimes I do when someone tells me they're going to fill one of my scripts, and I don't want to have a not safe for work listen first, so I listen to their verification audio to see how their voice will sound.
Are you,
But
I must, gosh, I can't imagine having sort of more than one fill, or what that must be like to have, two or more people interpret your words, and how unique they must be from each other. And ha what those, two or more people do with your words and the way they interpret them. And then when you get, a VA that does multiple fills of your scripts, I would imagine that's quite
so
exciting, and you
great.
get to know their cadence and the timbre of their voice and their phrasing and all of that. It must be very exciting. Do you get, I don't know if this is common practice amongst VAs. I don't know if I've often asked this. I always, when I do a script fill, I always send the script writer the first copy of it, before I post it anywhere. So do VAs tell you they're going to, generally tell you they're going to record, or do you just get tagged in the comments more often?
Sometimes they say that they're interested. A lot of times they say they're interested, but they don't feel it or they haven't filled it yet. But then some of them send me by DM a version for me to listen before, and then sometimes just that. All of it, I think. All of it is fine.
I don't know. I think if somebody had said they're going to and they don't sort of fulfill that or don't follow through with that, I know, I personally, I know I'd get disappointed, because I'm like, oh, come on, I just want to
Yeah,
hear
a bit, but I
it,
understand that maybe if they.
real life. Speaking of real life, does anybody in your real life know that you write and record?
Expecting that question.
Think about it.
Okay, so I have a boyfriend, soon to be husband, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
and he knows, he's the one who encouraged me to do it, kind of.
Brilliant.
First to write scripts and then to record myself. I am also trying to get him to record some stuff. I'm not sure he would.
Oh,
And
that's
he has
exciting.
a beautiful voice. Like, he doesn't have
Really.
a French accent. He's French, but he has a very good, I think British maybe accent. And so he knows. And then I told my mom like 1 week ago, and it was
How did
very
that
funny
go? How was that conversation?
because that was a conversation where I put like three kind of shameful things in the same time. Like I told my mom like, oh, I'm into BDSM kink, and also I wrote erotica, and also I perform it now. Okay.
Bye.
So yeah, but she's very open-minded, and I wanted
Brilliant.
her to know because she also has an habit of snooping into my stuff, so, without really meaning to do harm, but I wanted her to know beforehand.
Before she found out in some other way.
But that's the only two people who know, and they are very supportive. That's great.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. I told my dad, I don't know, quite a few months ago now. I was just like, "Hey, Dad, so I do this stuff," and he was like, "Yeah, that's great, fantastic," just like high five. And I was like, "But you can't listen, right? Because that's weird." but look, if you're into that, fine. I'm not yucking you yum, but just for me, I just would not want my father listening
Yeah, obviously.
to my content. but yeah, I'm so glad you're able to sort of tell your mum. But that's quite a lot, isn't it? It's just like bam, bam, bam. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I shocked her for the first time of my life, and I'm very happy about
Oh, I wish I'd been a fly on the wall for that conversation. Well, that's great that you've got support and you can be open about it, because I know a lot of creators, it's not an option for them to be, completely open. And I often wonder, I had a chat with a particular scriptwriter a couple of months ago who had written the most incredible sort of epic tome, and wasn't able to tell anybody in their real life. I was like, oh gosh, that would, yeah. I but obviously had an online community that supported them and was, as excited and encouraging when they shared it. But still, yeah, I feel fortunate that I can be open and transparent with my friends and family.
Yeah, actually, about that, because I write, as you said, a lot of different things, like very soft MDom or vanilla stuff and very hard ones. The hard ones I don't share with anyone because it's, yeah, too much.
Because it's
But
hard. It's hard, and I know, and that's a smaller demographic again, it would be. And also, the not the taboos, but perhaps the sort of stigmatism that goes with some BDSM kinks or and or harder kinks. I can understand being a little more reticent about sharing that with people. I must admit, sort of your script that I filled is right on my limit. But it was everything I needed to say at that point, because it again was in response to somebody. When I found out, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is, so your words were incredible. And but it's really is in terms of my limits of hard and boundaries, it's like right up there. And it's probably for people who, do follow or listen to my content regularly, I think it shocked some of them a little
Oh, really?
bit. Yeah, but I have no qualms with that, because for me it's a creative outlet. And it used to be a little bit more of a sexual outlet, but now it's much more a creative outlet. How is it for you? What is your primary motivation for writing and recording?
Actually, I wanted to say something about
Yeah.
what you just said.
Yeah.
Can I? Because, yeah, you say it's right on your limit, and that's not the first time some VA told me this
All right.
about that. Actually, I consider to be not tame, but I mean, there is consent. There is,
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
it's okay, it's not. I've written non-consensual scripts,
Yeah.
and I wouldn't perform them because it's my limit too.
Yeah.
But, and one time, a VA called a character I wrote like brutal and harsh. I think that was his word.
Right.
And I don't really understand that because for me, as soon as there is consent, it's
Yeah,
fine.
there's consent. Yeah.
For me, if there is consent, it's not that hard, but I understand the limits.
Was that was it a criticism saying that it was brute, that particular script was brutal and
No,
harsh?
it wasn't. It was to how to say, to warn the listeners that it was harder than what they do usually, what he does usually.
Oh, right. Oh, so they had recorded it. It wasn't a listener comment. It was a VA, was it?
No, it was a VA. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And all right. So they had said to their list, had they tagged it or just given a preface that it's more, it was a harsher.
The body of the post, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, gosh, I think I may have as well. I'm not
Yeah, that
sure.
surprised me a lot because that's why I put the consensual tag, you know.
Yeah, but like I said, for me and what did I say here? Maybe I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm looking at my own link. Weird. but I do remember getting a couple of DMs about it. She's going, "Whoa, wicked! What's that about?" She's like, "It's the words speak to me, and I know, you know, it might be a what you've not heard from me before, but it's very much me, like on a personal level." So yeah, it was brilliant. I loved it. Yeah, thank you. And I immediately just went like, what else have they written? What else have they written? Because I need more of this. And look, I must admit, I do find the, you know, F sub content, not as there's not as much out there in terms of quantity. I guess
Yeah,
what suits me.
when I
What do
looked
you
into it,
think?
I noticed, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're recording F sub yourself, yeah, I just here I'm reading a comment of my own saying so much more wicked than fairy. it's a lot more wicked. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I found it
Oh, so
quite.
that's wicked, your username. Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
yeah. The whole sort of juxtaposition of the firm and the gentle. but yes, I loved it, and was desperate for more once I'd recorded it. I actually. Did I record it live? No, I didn't. But yes, I thoroughly appreciated that. And I find F sub content, yeah, not difficult to find. It's out there. What's your experience now you're recording and you record F sub?
You mean finding scripts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use the search interface, the one.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so I search for tags like yeah, F sub, maybe masochist,
Yes.
I don't know,
Yeah.
bondage, things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there are a lot.
No.
I love yeah, I don't know if I should say
You can say.
people's names, but yeah, I don't want to
No,
like
fair enough.
embarrass or put a spotlight on people who
Sure.
don't want to. But some writers who write the F sub are really, really good. I
Yeah.
filled some of them, so I think it's easy to know who I'm talking about.
Yep. So, do you go
But yeah,
back and sort of check what they've got, you know, if they've posted anything recently, and yeah, keep an
I
eye
do
on.
this for some writers. I will check. When I see the name, I will check. I will look at the tags before, but
Yeah.
yeah.
And what's your recording process like? Do you have, like, in terms of your physical process, do you have a setup somewhere where you live? Do you record at home, or do you, I know some people record
Yes,
in their
I'm at home.
car. Yeah.
And I have a mic and an audio card. I don't know anything about it because it's my boyfriend's stuff.
Okay.
But it works, so just this and Audacity.
Yeah. Brilliant. And how often are you recording? I've noticed you've been quite regular over the past 3 weeks since you first started posting. How?
Yeah, I record a lot during weekends, and then sometimes when I don't want to work, so I record.
Yeah.
But mostly during weekends, I will record two or three, and
Yeah.
then post it through the weeks.
Right. And do you edit your audios?
Yeah, just a bit. I edit the bad takes,
Yeah.
and then recently I did a collab and I learned a
Ah.
lot about editing and adding SFX.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
So with regards to the content you're recording, you're getting to know different script writers in the space, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering then, like, with regards to you mentioned you'd done a collab recently. Is that something you'd be interested in doing again, or sort of exploring more? Because it's quite a different experience, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have one script that I still have to write, but it's meant to be a collab.
Okay.
And then I have one collab that is in making, to say.
Yep. Yep.
So that I don't know. I'm waiting for the other person lines, but
Right.
that should be soon, I hope. And
Yeah,
I love doing collabs. It's really great.
beg your pardon?
I said I love doing collabs.
You do? And have you, with the ones that you've done, the couple that you've done, have they been a live recording or have you sort of recorded your lines
No.
independently?
Yeah, independently.
It's a fascinating process once you first get into collaborating with other VAs. I find I thoroughly enjoy it. Bit of a collab whore, it would seem. Although they can be a lot of work, but so totally worth it, I find, for the experience and even the listener experience too.
Yeah, I love listening to collabs as well.
It's just like talk about bang for buck. You get a whole lot more in the one audio when you've got two or more voices. So sort of moving forward, is that something you'd like to explore more with? So you've recorded with male VAs, I understand, well, that one time, and would you consider recording like an FF piece like with a female voice?
Yes, why not?
I guess, I mean, there's so many options out there, aren't there? And there seem to be a lot of, I don't know, a lot of collab scripts being written. So have you written one? Let me have, I'm just having a
Yeah,
look.
I wrote MM for F.
Ah, yum.
That was filled recently by Christopher Froddard and someone else. I'm sorry, I don't remember the
So
name.
I'm going to say off the top of my head, Lux. Was it Lux? No. No,
No,
because it's MM, sorry, my bad.
Sir Simon and something.
Oh yeah. So Simon? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, is that something you want to write more of? More MM content or more or any maybe I don't know, maybe some FF content?
Yes, I'd like to. I don't have a lot of experience. I mean, I don't have experience. For that type of stuff, so it's a bit difficult. I mean, writing a threesome or foursome, something that would be
Yeah, I can
difficult.
imagine.
But yeah.
And where do you draw your inspiration from? Is it from listening to other audios or is it consuming, like visual porn or audio porn in some other way or reading other scripts? Where do you get your inspiration from?
A lot of it is just things that I'd like to do, like fantasies and stuff. Things for my non-consent audios, it's more like fears that I have that I want to write, because I enjoy a lot having my fears said to me in that way.
Like sort of confronted with that.
And then I think, yeah, I don't really get inspired by other people's scripts.
No,
I
not so
don't
much.
think so.
But it's interesting you're saying that, the female, the FM script that you wrote and filled was inspired by a particular voice, another creator in this space. I often sort of draw on that. Well, who do you have a muse? Do you have somebody or a creator that just I have one myself who I want to, I want to say all the words for. They sort of motivate me. I wonder if that might be similar. I know that's similar for writers.
Yeah, I have a few of them. Yes.
And is it interacting with them or just seeing them and listening to their content that sort of evokes that, I don't know, that inspiration and that
Both. Yeah,
impetus?
both.
I don't know about you, but when I start sort of if I start a dialogue with a writer, there are a couple that I work sort of quite closely with that I feel fortunate enough to sort of almost be brought in on the whole creative process of what they're going to write. And I find it amazing, the process behind it. But to be involved in creating something that I'm going to speak, because I do write scripts, but for private content, certainly not for public, and only for me, they're not something I'd offer publicly. But to be involved in the creative side of an audio, it's quite a collaboration, yeah.
That never happened to me, that specifically be involved in a script writer's process. But I imagine
Yeah, would
it
you
would
be
be
open
great.
to it? Say if a VA, like would you be open to perhaps a VA male or female approaching you and just saying, "Hey, I'd love for you to write this, or could we work on something together? I've had this idea, but I've often,
Yes, that would be
yeah."
so great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a different kind of collaboration. If you can write the words, I have a couple of scripts that require a certain amount of improv, and the whole reason I do script fills is because I struggle with improv at times.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I need the words. I need the words, but in these particular scripts, there was quite a significant amount of improv to the point where I was, hey, I really want to record this, but I need more than just improv for the next 5 minutes. I can't. I need the words. So, I had approached some other script writers to, I don't know, sort of help me out, I guess, in that respect, because the scripts themselves are incredible. I mean, as it turned out, the script writer ended up writing out the improv sections. But yeah, I often wonder. So, do you monetize your content in any way? In terms
No,
of
I don't.
doing, was that something you'd consider in terms of like, could people commission you for a script?
I'm
Is it
not
something you've
sure.
thought
It could.
about? Yeah.
Yeah. I've done some requests,
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
public requests on GWA. I've done two of them.
Right.
And it was very fine, but I don't think I'd be comfortable with people commissioning me, and then I find out that I don't like the idea or
Ah,
the
yeah.
tax, and yeah, that
Yep.
would be strange.
Yeah, sure. Don't understand. So that's great. So you've just noticed, you've come across requests on GWA and just thought, yeah, I can do that. Or you've used it as a form of like a prompt to create something. Oh, that's fantastic. And have they been like, I've often wondered, when you fill a request, does it reply to the person who's requested it? I'm assuming so. Like they.
I don't
Does it
understand.
notify the person who made the request? Like, did you get in touch with them and say, "Hey, look, I did this. You asked for this, and here's my."
Yes, I tagged them in the script offer.
Brilliant.
And both of them liked my stuff a lot, my scripts that I wrote. And then they liked the feels also, so that's great. And I liked the feels. So.
And so they weren't necessarily VAs themselves, were they? Were they? It doesn't sound like it. They
No,
just
I don't
had
think
the
so.
idea. They had the idea and wanted them. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, that's brilliant. So that's really involving everybody, isn't it? The script writer, the VA, and the listener.
Yes, that's great. Yeah,
Oh,
writing
that's.
something for someone is really good.
Yeah, that's. And to know your content well enough, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
No, it was a public
That.
request, so
Yeah, it was a public request, so they wouldn't know your content necessarily.
yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I don't really take much notice of requests, but yeah, perhaps I should look into them a little more. So with your writing process, from sort of start to finish, is there a sort of a general time frame that it takes you to create a script?
I'd say 4 hours.
All right.
I write very short scripts. I mean, I don't think I think my longest one would be 2000 hold
Okay.
on. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, not less than 3000.
Okay. Yeah.
And there are more around 1,700
Okay. Yeah.
words usually. I try to write longer scripts, but I can't seem to do it because my brain is very synthetic.
Okay.
I mean, I write very concise things in
Right.
all ways in my life too.
Yeah.
And so I usually write in one take,
Right.
usually late into the night
Yeah.
on my phone. I don't think a lot of people do this, but I write on my phone.
Do you? Actually, I talked with a writer recently who said they were, I think because they had their laptop stolen or something and had to write on their phone. I said, good God, 1,700 or 2,000 words on your phone? That's
Yeah, but because if you want to write on a laptop, you have
If you're writing.
to open your laptop and
Yeah.
you have to get the program and then your phone, you have it in 3 seconds. So
Yeah, true. It's yeah, easy access,
and you can lie
convenience.
in bed and write, so
Yes, yeah. Oh gosh, the amount of GWA sort of or audio stuff I've done from my bed on my phone. It's like, yep, yeah, okay, post that, edit, no, go back, change that tag. It'd be so much easier for me to get out of bed and get my, you know, my laptop. But it's like, no, I'm in bed and I'm comfortable and I'm not getting out. So just comfort plus, right? Yeah, okay. So you're around that sort of, that's a sweet spot for me, that sort of, you know, 1,500 words odd. I love occasionally I do, well, probably more often. I'm around that sort of 2,000 to 3,000 word time frame, or not time frame, but word count, which for me I don't think is uncommon. It's anywhere sort of on about 100 words a minute. So yeah, I know I can sort of expect like I'm in for half an hour, or I'm in for 40 minutes. So
I've recorded the long scripts. I
yeah,
think the longest would be a bit less than 40 minutes,
yeah.
and it was very fun, but it was long, and the edition
Yeah.
process.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Again, I did a hypnosis one recently that was just on 40 minutes. And I damn near put myself to sleep. I was like, okay, we're still here. We're still doing it, you know. But yeah, that's interesting that you write in sort of in complete sessions. I know a number of script writers who, you know, write a little bit and leave it for a bit and then come back and may have two or three scripts on the go at the same time. But that's great that you can just like knock it out like that in 4 hours. Not, you know,
But I have some notes with
okay.
just ideas, and then once I start actually writing, I
Yeah.
usually finish it unless I am I have to do something else, but I don't
Sure.
like to stop.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. And do you have like a beta reader, somebody to read your scripts before you post them or offer them
No,
publicly?
absolutely not.
Yeah,
No.
you just there it's just like this is my stuff and it's out there. Yeah, that's
But I better read myself, I'd say, to remove some spelling mistakes,
yeah.
and I always find out more in the days after. But no one reads my stuff now.
Yeah, I because I don't read a script before I record it, well, unless it's a
Yeah,
collab.
I understand that. I think it's very funny. I did not know people. I knew people did that, but
Yeah,
that's great that you
look,
did that on my scripts. Yeah.
it's a little risky. I think I know I did with yours, but I read the tags. I thought, okay, I can do this. I got this. These are the words I want to say, and I've been caught out a couple of times. Couple of times, but I one bugbear I have because I'm an ex-teacher, so finding you know if there are grammar errors or spelling errors, it's one of the few things that will, or if there's syntax errors, or it's one of the few things that will throw me during a recording, and I was like, oh, have to
Yeah,
stop
that's
and
why I try, but sometimes because English is not my native language, I
yeah,
write
that's what I was
things that are,
wondering.
I think, grammatically correct, but like no one would say this.
Yes, I guess what the vernacular is. Yeah.
I have an example. I had written something where the speaker says, he says, "She's your boyfriend's girlfriend, not yours." No, she's your son's girlfriend, not yours. And so that's the correct way to say it. But the way I wrote it before was, "Your son is her boyfriend," or something. It was very
Yeah.
weird sounding, and someone told me that in the end, and so I corrected that before having a feel. So that was good.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking, is that the one? I think I know which one you mean, actually.
Yeah,
The father
the
and
older
son one.
and younger woman.
Yeah, because a friend of mine filled that. And I think that's another place where I sort of came across your content. And I guess if English isn't your first language, then or your sorry, your native language, then I can understand. I know I'm beginning to notice with some of the script fills that I do, it's becoming more apparent to me if the script writer is, English is a second language, or English may not be their native language. But I always find it interesting, just think, wow, to be able to write it in your own language. In your own language is one thing, but to write it in a second language is that's a whole nother level. Even though it's English. Would you ever write anything in French and
Nope,
post it? No.
never. I told you it's like a hard limit for me. Just
Is oh, is
no
it?
dialogue
Oh, do you
at
mean
all.
writing? I thought you meant speaking.
No, both. In my real life, it's the same. I can't in French.
Right, because I have a friend who is looking for a script in French,
Yeah,
and
it's gonna be from me.
and we have another mutual friend who is French and a script writer, and they won't do it. They're just like, nope.
Yeah, because French is
You don't like it. You really don't like it, as in terms of the
no.
language and erotic content.
Yeah, no, because it's linked to bad memories for me. I mean,
Okay.
weird things. Yeah.
Yep, no, fair enough, fair enough. I understand that. I've had a similar conversation with a couple of German creators who was like, German, no, not sexy. Just like, hang on.
Yeah.
I find, it appeals to me. But I can understand that your own sort of native language and the associations that you have with it. I've recorded a couple of very Australian-centric scripts that thankfully are both shitposts. But in general, I couldn't, I don't know, record anything. I don't think I would take it seriously. And in actual fact, the first one I did, I couldn't finish because I just lost my shit. I just laughed too much. It was just like, this is hilarious. And I have another one coming out in a couple of weeks that I managed to get through, and I edited heavily. Just sort of, if I'm going to do a shit post, I'm going to do it well, but yeah, I can understand your own association with your native language. Well, this has been really interesting. I in doing the Get in My Ears little side project here, I'm always keen to, I guess, sort of chat with people from across the community. Not oh, look, we know that the largest cohort or the largest demographic within creators, at least, I'm not sure about listeners, but within creators is American. So I adore getting the opportunity or having the opportunity to talk to people from other parts of the world. It unfortunately doesn't happen very often, but I'm really appreciative of your time today and getting to know your process. I'm here for your audios. I am not at all surprised at the how well they've been received.
Oh,
And
thank you.
I hope you do more. And I really hope maybe, at some point you may, I don't know, maybe create some more F4M or FA or FF content.
Yeah, I plan to write F4M probably. Yes.
Well, you know how much I enjoyed your script. I love seeing fills of your script when seeing your name come up as a script writer. It's like, ooh, because I
Oh, thank you.
know what this is, what's going to happen. I just like I know the type of content that I'm going to get to listen to, and there's a handful of the people who fill them that. Ooh, whose voice is just like, oh, do it for me. So I'm really glad they've discovered your content and are sharing it with us out here in the ecosystem. So Gorshin Blurred, it's blurred people, Blurred, one R missing, but that's okay. You got it. You know how to find it. If you want to have a look at or listen, a look or a listen to any of their content, they have a script archive and an audio archive on their profile, which obviously will be linked in the body of the post. So, thank you so much for joining me today and having a chat. Yeah, it's been really interesting, and like I said, I'm keen to see what comes out next, particularly this next collab. That's oof, love those. I love a collab. So, Gorshin Blood, thank you for joining me in the wild.
Thank you.